Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As your body changes throughout pregnancy, you may experience common discomforts such as lower back pain or stretching pulling from the ligaments that support your growing uterus. One way to naturally cope with these changes is through prenatal massage. I'm Julie Mitchell. I'm a birth doula and a certified prenatal massage therapist with Blissful Bellies here in San Diego. Today we're learning all about the benefits of using prenatal massage to manage pregnancy discomforts. This is Preggy Pals, episode 97.
Is that a plus sign?
Pink or blue?
Hospital or home birth?
What type of food should I be eating?
I think I just peed myself.
I'm pregnant and I have to exercise.
What pregnancy glow?
Wait, was that a contraction?
Gotta make these pants fit.
I've got kinkles.
What do you mean there's more than one?
You've got the symptoms and now you've got the support you need for a happy 9 months. This is Preggy Pals, your pregnancy your way.
Welcome to Preggy Pals. We're broadcasting from the Birth Education Center in San Diego, California. Preggy Pals is your weekly online on-the-go podcast for expecting parents and those parents who are hoping to become pregnant. I'm your host, Danny Laird. If you haven't joined the Preggy Pals Club, then you need to do that because you're missing bonus interviews after each show. We have transcripts on there as well as special giveaways and discounts. For more details, see our website, www.preggypals.com, for more information. Another way for you to stay connected is by downloading the free app. Now, this is available on both the Android and the iTunes Marketplace. And also subscribe to our monthly newsletter. Now, our producer, Sunny, is going to be telling us more about our virtual panelist program.
Yeah, hey, everyone. So if you are not located here in San Diego where we record our shows, you can still be part of the shows. You can submit questions to our experts, and you can just share your personal experiences. You could do that through one of two ways. You can friend us on Facebook or like our page, and we'll be posting questions throughout our recording of the same questions that we're asking our panelists right here in the studio. If you guys are fans of Twitter, you just follow us on Twitter, and we'll be tweeting using the hashtag PreggyPalsVP, which stands for Virtual Panelist. And so we'll be incorporating your responses throughout the show, and we'll also give away a one-month membership to the Preggy Pals Club if we select one of your responses.
Thanks, honey.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with our panelist introductions for today. I'm Annie Laird. I'm the host. I'm 35 years old. I have three little girls at home who are with the babysitter right now. So this is my break right now. So hanging out with all of you. I have an 8-year-old and then a almost 2-year-old. I got two under two. So almost 2-year-old and then a newborn.
My name is Halsey. I'm 33. I'm an event planner. My due date is in June. I'm 25 weeks currently. We are going to have a little baby boy. This is our first, and I'll be birthing in a birth center.
Hi, my name is Jamie French. I'm also 33, kind of funny. I'm in the military. I'm a pilot, but I just had a baby girl 10 weeks ago. And she's actually in the other room with my husband right now.
Yeah. Now, is he military as well?
He is.
Are
we met at flight school, yeah.
Oh, so. How romantic.
Very. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's like officer and gentleman, but kind of the other way around, right? Yeah. Well, that's awesome. All right, well, occasionally here on Preggy Pals, we have featured segments or news articles. You've probably heard about this on, I think that one of the panelists was saying, what, Jimmy Kimmel covered this, perhaps, or Jimmy Fallon?
Oh, Jimmy Fallon, yeah.
Jimmy Fallon, yeah. Okay. So, British mum gives birth on the New York pavement after a New Yorker steals her cab to the hospital. So, this poor lady, she's Polly, what was her name? Let me see.
Polly McCourt.
Polly McCourt. So, she is originally from Oxfordshire. She, it was her third baby. So, you know, she knew that, you know, she didn't
take probably 24 or 48 hours to have a baby. She knew it was going to be a little bit quicker. Started feeling some labor pains. She realized that as she was getting down to the lobby of where she lived, that the head was coming, the water broke, that she realized the baby was coming. And she went outside to hail a cab, and a woman stepped right in front of her and stole the cab. And so I guess there was, did you guys see this? Apparently there was video, like people got their phones out and were like videotaping the birth. Yeah. Yeah.
Videotaping the birth.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess, you know, I pay good money for a birth photographer. So maybe I just needed to,
get one for free, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. On the sidewalk, you get one for free.
Exactly. Yeah. Many of them, you know, you could splice them together, get them. So,
all
yeah.
different angles. Nice.
Yeah. Well, it's very sweet. She named the baby
Pavement.
Pavement. No, she named the baby Isla. Isla was going to be the name anyway, but she named her Isla Isabel. I thought that was very sweet because Isabel was a woman who, this is the middle of winter. In New York, it's rather cold, and this woman, Isabel, gave her her coat and walked home. Aww. And walked home in a t-shirt. In the middle of a New York winter.
Oh my goodness.
So I thought that was just kind of a sweet sweet thing about this story. So
doesn't
yeah.
the person that stole the cab, they have to just feel like crap right now, right?
Yeah. They have to remember this, like, forever.
They're in hiding. Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Today we're continuing our series focused all on managing pregnancy discomforts by learning about prenatal massage. Joining us here in the studio today is Julie Mitchell. She's a birth doula and she's also a prenatal massage therapist with her company Blissful Bellies. Welcome to Preggy Pals, Julie.
Thanks for having me. I can't wait.
Yeah. Now, let's go into this a little bit. Now, what is the difference between a prenatal massage and like a regular massage? Do you do both with Blissful Bellies?
Of course. Yes, I do both. The major difference is when you're pregnant, you can't lay flat on your back or flat on your belly anymore, correct?
Now, why is that? I mean, obviously the belly, you know, it's in the way, why is it not a good idea to lay on your back?
Okay. So when you lay flat on your back, the vena cava, which gives the main blood supply to the baby, is right there, sometimes closer to the surface. And so when we lay flat on our back, we can cut that blood supply off. And most moms will kind of start getting lightheaded and their bodies will tell them this isn't okay anymore. But so we tell you to at least be at a 45 degree angle or put a pillow under your hip so you're just slightly tilted, which makes that all better.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I imagine that would be more of a problem as your pregnancy would progress as well. Like early on, babies, what, like, you know,
right.
6 ounces or something, you know?
Right, right. Yeah. Early on, probably the first 12 weeks or so, even laying on your belly is still fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not much of a belly in the way yet.
Yeah.
And then later on we change it up.
Oh, okay. Now, if I would go out to somewhere in San Diego or, you know, Pregnant Pals broadcast throughout the United States, so there's a lot of massage therapists out there.
Yes.
Would anybody know what to do for a pregnant woman, or is it recommended to go to someone who specializes in prenatal massage?
Well, there is a special course that you have to take. So not just any massage therapist knows how to do a pregnancy massage. There's a special course which comes with a special certificate with that. And then as for specializing it or not, you know, I like to go to specialists. I think that they know their techniques better. So yeah, you could come to me for a sports massage or really deep tissue, and yeah, I know how to do it, but I'm probably not that great, you know, versus I specialize and love giving pregnancy massage. So I think that really comes through my massage techniques when I do that. Same thing if you go to an acupuncturist or any other, or let's say even a doctor. You're not going to go to your family practitioner for, you know, your baby.
Specialized care, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for something special, like a foot surgery or something like that.
Yeah.
You need a podiatrist. Mm-hmm. So same kind of thing. Yeah, they would might be able to diagnose something or tell you about it, but you really want to go to someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah. Now, what kind of discomforts do pregnant moms usually come to you with? What can you help out with as far as managing that discomfort?
Yeah, I think the majority of moms who come to me with discomforts complain about low back hip pain, mm-hmm. maybe some of that sciatic pain is what they're told it's called. But, you know, as your hips are moving and changing to make room for that baby, our body has to adjust. And sometimes that adjustment isn't as gentle yeah. on your body as it could be. So massage can absolutely help relieve some of these discomforts.
Mm-hmm. Now, Halsey and Jamie, did either of you get a prenatal massage during your pregnancies? I know, Jamie, you're not pregnant anymore.
Right. But, yeah. Absolutely, I did. Before, I want to say I was started at like 6 months and got it every month. It was kind of like my treat to myself. But I really enjoyed it. It was kind of a nice way to, you know, give myself a present every month. Because like as the further along you get in your pregnancy, the more kind of awkward you get, you know, like, mm-hmm. it's, you know, tying your shoes becomes a burden. And so it's nice to have that little relief, I guess. So I think I got them on Saturdays because I was working. But it was so nice to get that. And you come back and you're like, oh, you get home, you can take a hot bath and just let the rest of the day is just awesome.
I agree. I've been doing prenatal massage now for a couple months, and I've had some lower back issues. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, too, just my work can be a little bit frantic. And so just having that recharge, you know.
Yeah, I imagine as an event planner, that's got to be kind of hectic. So
Definitely. And so it's just a way for me to kind of pay attention to my body, bring myself back into being centered, and I just feel so great afterwards. Walking away from it, you just kind of feel like a new person.
Mm-hmm. Actually, there's a lot of different types of massages, like deep tissue, and I'm trying to think, deep tissue is the main one I know.
Deep tissue, shiatsu,
Swedish. Yeah, no, of all these different types of massage, which are safe for pregnant women?
So again, someone should be trained specifically in how to massage a pregnant mom. All these techniques, they can be incorporated as long as the person knows how to use them correctly. I use different techniques throughout my massage. It doesn't mean you're pregnant. I have to go so light on you. I can still do deeper work if that's what you require and need. You know, you're not going to break. You're okay. But it's more about just using those techniques in the right way.
Okay. Well, how can prenatal massage can improve hormone regulation?
Sure. Just like in a normal massage for anybody, you know, it makes us relax. It releases a lot of different endorphins in our body that help regulate all that. So as a pregnant mom's hormones are kind of all over the place, massage can definitely help balance that out.
Okay. And mm-hmm. I know in my pregnancy, I didn't suffer so much from is it called edema? Like the kind of the swelling
yes.
and all that. So how would you, I mean, is just kind of the stroke of the massage, does that just kind of draw the fluid away, or does that improve circulation, or what does that do? How does that
yes.
help?
Yes. So, all massage, you know, we use strokes that move towards the heart to help with circulation. So with edema and swelling, which is very common in pregnancy, by moving that lymph, by moving that flow back up to the heart so it can pump better, mm-hmm. definitely can help with that, absolutely.
Yeah, I imagine that just has to just be really nice to not have to deal with that in pregnancy. So I know,
again, some of these discomforts and some of these things I can't completely get rid of, but definitely helps with some of the relief.
Yeah, and I think so, pregnant mom to pregnant mom, some moms are just more prone to issues like that. So, I mean, Jamie, you mentioned just kind of mainly the low back pain. Did you have any swelling or joint pain?
I didn't have any swelling. I did have, actually, I didn't even know it was my sciatic nerve until Julie was like, yeah, that's your sciatic nerve. Like, I was like, oh, man, this has been killing me.
What does it feel like? Because I've never had that.
It was sharp. Like,
is it like in your hip? Or
I felt like it was in the right side of my back. And it was one of those. It was very sharp, and it would, like, take my breath away.
Oh,
I was excited. I hadn't had really a whole lot of pain, and so it was very surprising to me. Like, it was like, holy cow, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen until, I want to say, it was, like, at least eight months or so. And so it was a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
But it was like, jarring.
Mm-hmm.
It would stop the conversation if there was a conversation going on. Yeah.
Do you find that first time moms come to you a lot, Julie, or maybe second time moms, or what do you see?
I get a good mixture of women. Yeah. I think a lot of first time moms have a lot more time on their hands.
Well, yeah, you don't have to get a babysitter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So definitely a lot more first times, I think, take advantage of that more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Although, you know, I'm going to put a plug in here. I'm speaking as basically the only one in front of a mic here who's the second time mom. That is tough when you are running around after a toddler.
Yeah.
You know, and you're carrying them and...
Absolutely. And when you have a relaxed mom, you can probably have a better relaxed toddler as well, right?
Yeah.
You can cope with them better. So absolutely, especially if you're pregnant again, mm-hmm. to still take time for yourself is very, very beneficial for you.
Yeah. I see that a lot in the studio, not the specific episode, but it just seems like around the time when kiddo number one is kind of, you know, starting to think about getting out of the diapers, that's when the second pregnancy happens.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, and it's tiring. It kicks your butt. So... All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, when we come back, we'll talk specifically about what to expect during a prenatal massage appointment, as well as how quickly you can see and feel results. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Today, we're discussing the benefits of prenatal massage. Julie Mitchell of Blissful Bellies is our expert. Julie, what can women expect to happen during a prenatal massage session?
So during a prenatal massage session, there's two different type of massage therapists out there that do this. One, like myself, I put women on their side. I prop you up with body pillows, make you nice, cozy, comfy, probably how you're sleeping.
So you're saying completely on your side, not just a 45 degree
right.
angle.
Okay. So I start with women on their side.
Mm-hmm.
And then towards the end of the massage, I prop them up at a 45 degree angle. It's called my princess pose is what I call it. So I have a wedge pillow I put behind your back, and then I put more pillows underneath your knees so your legs are up as well, make you nice, cozy, comfy again.
Mm-hmm.
There's other massage therapists that either have a prone table, which allows a woman to lay flat on her belly. It's got a hole cut out that has like a sling to hold your belly in place.
Okay.
And I believe...
You would need a sling?
Yeah, because if your belly just hung in a hole like that, especially as you do get larger, the ligaments would pull way too much.
Yeah.
So you would need a sling just to kind of give you
a little bit of support. Yeah.
Exactly.
I imagine that would pull on your lower back as well pretty bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
And particularly, I personally like side lie massage myself. When I took the class, not being pregnant, but I was able to sleep like that. So it just felt so nice to me.
Yeah. Do women fall asleep when you're giving the massage? How often?
I have about 50-50.
Oh, wow.
Some women want to talk and ask tons of questions because they're so curious about everything else. And
yeah.
Being a birth doula as well, we're able to talk about a lot of different things. And then other women are just, that is my relaxed time. Or
don't
to
talk
be quiet.
To me.
And I'm fine with it either way, of course. And
do you ask that beforehand? Like, do you want to, you know?
No, I kind of let them set the pace.
Okay.
And sometimes we'll start out, we're chatting a lot. And then as I move throughout the process, they get a little quieter, not asking as much. And then, of course, I shut up as well.
Yeah. How long is a prenatal massage normally?
It can either be an hour or an hour and a half.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hour and a half.
I know. I try to get moms in for that. They're like, oh, I don't know. It's like, oh, it's heaven.
Yeah.
If you're okay laying there for an hour and a half, it's just melts you.
Yeah. Now, what's the general price range that women should be expecting to go in? I suppose this is regional too. You know, Midwest, I imagine, would be a different price than the Northeast.
Yeah. Well, and it's also... Yes, definitely depends on where you're located, but I also depends on if you're going to a spa or someone who does it, like myself, it's just private practice.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
you practice out of a yoga studio, right?
I work out of Nature's Whisper on one day a week, and the rest of the week I have a studio that I work out in my backyard.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can't do that in Wisconsin, where I'm from, because you have to have a lot of heaters. So,
oh, yes, yeah. Yes. No, and I do have a heater in the room, so when it does decide to get chilly in San Diego, which isn't that
which
often.
Is aka 50 degrees Fahrenheit.
Exactly.
That's what that
exactly.
is. Yeah.
But you know, you're naked on the table, you get a little chilly.
Oh, so you're naked. I had no idea.
Okay, so
okay, let's go into that.
Let's
then.
Go into that. So okay,
well,
so
just throw that one out there.
If,
okay.
if you've ever had a massage not pregnant, you do undress to your comfort level, though. So I always tell women to undress to their comfort level, at least take their bra off. Their underwear is completely up to them.
Yeah, the day's not over until the bra comes off. So,
right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they well, can't be comfortable with that.
If
on,
your back so. Is bothering you, if there's a bra on the way, the massage yeah. isn't as smooth because mm-hmm. I have to stop and like go around it yeah. and stuff like that. So you are fully draped the whole time. There is a sheet on you at all times. It's only draped open on the part that I'm working. So if I'm working your back is the only part that that's exposed. If I'm working a leg, only that leg is exposed during that time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do either of our panelists, did you ever have issues with like being ticklish? Because that's like my big issue of being ticklish. Or are you guys okay with that? You're fine.
I was totally good.
Oh.
Yeah, I think you're so relaxed by that point. Mm-hmm. You know, when I go to get a pedicure, sometimes when they're working on the feet, that can get ticklish. But
yeah.
when I'm in the massage mode, I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, I suppose it's the different to the, you know, it's not like light touch massage. You
right.
know what I mean? You're not going to get down to the muscles if you're not using a for more firm touch.
Right. And yeah. definitely, if there's someone on my table who is a little bit on the ticklish side, generally a firmer touch is definitely better.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's really ticklish, and a lot of times tense muscles cause that tickling sensation.
Really?
Huh. Uh-huh. So it, it's definitely good to work. But sometimes you just have to start even slower and just as a compression. So just holding that that spot. So it kind of just starts to relax and melt under my hand. And then mm-hmm. if I can get into it a little bit deeper, I can.
Yeah. Yeah. And one something that the massage therapist I went to, she kept the sheet on. So even that little bit of like not touching the skin, mm-hmm. direct skin contact.
Was
just
better.
Just having the sheet there. And like you were saying, a very firm touch really helped out. So now, is prenatal massage, is it safe throughout the entire pregnancy? Are there certain points that you have to avoid if you don't want to like send a woman into labor?
So I know at certain spas, they say not to come during the first trimester. And then they have a waiver that you sign afterwards and stuff like that.
Is that just because
they're being super cautious?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say most miscarriage, and we've done episodes here on Preggy Pals about miscarriage before, but I mean, as I understand, most of them are chromosomal abnormalities. You
right.
know, it's totally not something that a prenatal massage
but,
is going
but
to
it,
be.
But it will generally happen generally within that first 3 weeks or yeah. 3 months, sorry.
3 months, yeah. Yeah.
And so they just figure, hey, I'm not going to touch it. I don't want them to blame me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just better not to do it.
Yeah.
Me, working for myself, I know that I'm not going to hurt you as a pregnant mom. And as long as you're healthy, you know, there are women that...
This is not downhill skiing, folks. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You have, I mean, you know, if you're prone to miscarriage, or you have a lot of spotting in your early pregnancy, I would probably talk to your doctor, care provider first. But most women, you're healthy, you're doing well, everything's been generally smooth. I'm not going to do anything to hurt you. Mm-hmm. So yes, it is good from the day you find out you're pregnant to the day you decide to deliver. Decide to deliver. That was...
Yeah.
I wish we could decide.
When, yeah, right?
When the baby decides
when
to come.
The baby. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, throughout your entire pregnancy, it's really, really beneficial. Absolutely.
Yeah. Are there things that you can do? Say a mom is coming to the point where she's coming to be overdue.
Yes.
Are there things that you are trained to do as far as points that points to massage
so
to help
there,
kind of tip a mom
yeah,
over
so
into labor?
There is certain points in the body that we're not supposed to touch during the whole pregnancy because they have been related to moving the baby when it's not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any specific cases off the top of my hand, thank goodness, but apparently someone somewhere had an issue, so they stay away from these points. Starting once you're full term, so after probably 38 weeks is when I would be comfortable if a mom said, hey, would you mind? The thing with those points is it's really about intention, wanting to really move that baby, holding that spot for a good amount of time, a minute or more at a time. So it's not super relaxing.
Yeah.
And, you know, you also have to think about my broad thumb hitting that point versus, like, if you go to acupuncture and it's very specific, will definitely, change the body and help with that.
Mm-hmm. Are they, can the mom notice if she's about to go into labor? Are those points more sensitive?
Yes, generally.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. Yeah. Okay. Now, what kind of precautions should a woman take who are considering perinatal massage? Are there any precautions that need to be taken?
Like I said before, just, you know, make sure that you're healthy, obviously, that there's nothing major going on with you or your baby.
Great. Well, thanks, Julie, for joining us today. For more information about our expert and our panelists, visit the episode page on our website. This conversation continues for members of our Preggy Pals Club. After the show, we'll discuss a way to incorporate prenatal massage into your childbirth to improve your labor and delivery experience. To join our club, visit our website, www.preggypals.com.
We have a question from one of our listeners. This question comes from Maggie, and Maggie is writing from Glenview, Illinois. Maggie says, I have a fitness question for your expert, Leanne Webster. Is it true that the more kids you have, the harder it is to lose the baby weight? I've heard people say this before, which is frustrating because I still haven't worked off all the baby weight from having my first child. Thanks. And Maggie, I think a lot of us here in the studio totally understand what you're going through, but let's see what Leanne has to say.
Hi, Maggie. This is Leanne Webster with 52 Healthy Weeks. I just wanted to take some time to answer your question. Is it true that the more kids you have, the harder it is to lose weight? Well, I would say it's true because the more kids you have, the less time you have. However, biologically speaking, you should be able to lose all of your baby weight regardless of how many kids you've had. There are a few things to keep in mind, though, especially since you are a new mom. First, it's really critical to have good sleep in order to have an efficient metabolism. When you don't get good sleep, you are not producing enough hormones, and you're producing too many of another hormone, and this prevents your body from working efficiently. So just remember that and give yourself a break until you're truly sleeping well consistently. The second thing is that, you know, you've got less time now, obviously, so it's harder to fit in exercise. So what I always tell people is write it on your calendar and, you know, really make it a priority and try to get your heart rate up for at least 30 minutes a day. And sometimes that requires, you know, pushing the baby in the stroller or wearing the baby in a backpack or in a baby Bjorn. But, you know, really, really make it a goal, if you're getting good sleep, to get in the exercise too. Also, focus on eating consistently throughout the day because that will keep your metabolism up. And choose really healthy, nutritious snacks, lots of fruits and vegetables and snacks that are high in fiber. And just be patient and remember that it takes a deficit of 3,500 calories to lose a pound. You're a new mom, enjoy it, have fun, and just keep trying. And yes, there is absolutely hope. I've got a child myself, and it took a lot longer than I thought it would, but I eventually did it. So good luck, and have a great day. Thanks. Bye-bye.
That wraps up our show for today. We appreciate you listening to Preggy Pals. Don't forget to check out our sister shows, Parent Savers, for parents of newborns, infants, and toddlers, The Boob Group, for moms who breastfeed their babies, and our new show, Twin Talks, for parents of multiples. This is Preggy Pals, your pregnancy, your way.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating healthcare problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified healthcare provider.
New Mommy Media is expanding our lineup of shows for new and expecting parents.
If you have an idea for a new series, or if you're a business or organization interested in joining our network of shows through a co-branded podcast, visit newmommymedia.com. Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.